I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
If we weren't doing tires,
yeah,
you'd be wearing a bandana bracelet.
At this age, no. I don't think so. No.
You'd be out of control.
Yeah, without...
Although the fame in stardom has gone to your head.
No, yeah. How's it going to my head? What do I have on my wrist?
You got that tattoo.
You know that I had that. That's 20 years old. How dare you? All I'm suggesting is it is true. I remember, I think, like, at least the time that stands out in my mind was I had made a video. I put it on YouTube. And then Shane was like, you wore that shirt because you think your bicep looks good in that shirt. Yeah. And I was like, no, but yes.
Yeah.
Well, no, it wasn't necessarily the shirt. It was the way you were. So he was.
You sick fuck. I don't want to go back.
Hold on. It's really great. He was doing like a handyman YouTube channel, and then one of the shots was him laying on the bed. Like,
and why wasn't laying? Oh, I was.
He was leaning on the bed, flexing as hard as he, like.
No, that wasn't the shot. I was
shaking, flexing.
I'm sitting on the edge of the bed. It wasn't a whole thing, but this.
It was a very funny show, though. It was good.
Don't try and throw me off kilter with the
camera. No, I swear. All right.
But. Was it?
I think everything you do is good.
I really want my dad in his retirement to start a handyman YouTube channel.
Yeah. What was like a joke anyway? Like, yeah. I couldn't do
just
it.
Just dropping screws.
God damn it.
Just leaving the camera rolling, beating off in the room. It's a 7.5 hour video. He jacks off twice.
God damn it.
Jizzes on himself. Fuck.
Just live streaming.
Live streaming. Dad jacked off.
He's trying to build a birdhouse.
Yeah, just keeps jacking off behind the shed.
There's a goddamn Phillipson.
Yeah, it was a fucking disastrous trip.
John said it was like a bachelorette party because Chris got hammered. Yeah. We would get lost. We'd be like, where did you go? Yeah, where did you go?
There was a lot of lost fights.
When we went back to the plane, I cried.
I was
on the
right
plane
here.
That's so
some lost fun. Fights. He cried on the plane.
No, I had a panic attack
before takeoff. Yeah. I'm going to just get a hotel here and drive. I got to go.
No.
Sit down, Gerby baby.
Yeah.
You were so helpful,
John and Chris, and then the pilot.
The pilot was very helpful, but during his panic attack, I was like, would it help if I blast Drake? And he's like, no. He's just completely honest. He's like, I fucking hate Drake, and you play it all the time, and you play it too loud.
He plays it too loud. All his music's too loud. Have you ever been in a car? It's nuts.
That is not good for a panic attack. Drake for a panic attack.
That's why I said it to him. I was like, would it help you if I blast music?
And you are the first, like, because I had a racist, you know, theory, which was like,
what?
Well, I mean, there was just like, black people take a while to like get a car, like when you get in a car, you know, like getting out of a car. Sorry, it's just a thought of the thing that I thought.
That's fine.
Black people take a long time getting in and out of cars.
Yeah, it's like a lot of like rigmarole. I don't know. And then you did it.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck's going on? Just start the car.
Say, you're waiting for a parking spot at the mall. You're like, what the fuck are you doing?
What?
You're like waiting for a parking spot. You're
no,
saying?
No, no, no. It's like with him. Like, this was back when you had your Corolla. And I didn't know how bad it was to
black people
critique
in the cars?
You. You got in it. And then I buckled up. We were going to go get coffee. And then you like take out your phone and you're like doing this. And
you guys like, get the music going.
Right. And I was like, what are you doing? And you're like picking a song. Like, we'll pick it. Let's go. And so anyway, it disabused me of that. I said, here's a white guy
that
does it.
It also is fun to imagine that is the conversation in Steve's head while he's doing that. It's just you in there with him and he's going, what?
He did dodge
what?
A bullet. Did
yeah, he tried to get me real good.
And he dodged it.
What happened? You know, I was going to probably...
I knew his lady was coming to visit.
Okay.
And I said, you're going to perform oral sex, aren't you? And he was like, well, you know, I enjoy oral sex. And I was like, ew.
Shout out to my man, another eater.
Yeah, of course. Everybody loves eating pussy. Head.
Hold on. Let's... Yeah, dog.
That's my boy. Yeah, now, John.
Keep that, John. No, it's a party. I knew Steve was going to be face down, ass up, into some pussy that
so, day. Yeah, so,
I knew he was going to be on his knees eating pussy that night.
Dude, do you fucking keep your ass in the air?
No, I don't keep my ass in the air, flat. You idiot! I get on the fucking side of the bed.
Do you lay flat?
What?
Sniper on
you? No.
Lay flat, grind on your bed and go.
Oh my god!
Is that what you do?
You go a little hard. Yeah, I go.
Oh my god!
No, you lay down that. Flat
to eat pussy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, really?
It depends.
How else?
Do you do one leg side up or do you both legs straight?
Oh, you kneel, you pray to God.
Yeah.
I've done that. There's nothing wrong with
you
that.
You get on your knees on the side of the bed?
Yes. Because then you...
What if it's a really low bed?
You could pop up and...
Stick it in. Yeah. And then go back down.
Yeah.
This man's a sex demon, dude.
He's a sex demon. You pop up, stick it in, and then go, ooh, I want a taste of that. I want to get back down.
Holy fuck.
He fucks and then
eats
again.
You're awesome, dude.
What's that? Yeah. You got to get that rhythm of like,
you
got it going.
Pig in the trough.
I love it, dude. I love it. Get in there, Steve. That's how you should. You fuck like a R&B singer from the 90s.
Like a wood floors. That would fucking kill my knees, dude. That doesn't hurt your knees.
Need some carpet.
You lay down. You lay down. You're a prepared lover. You lay down a blanket or
sometimes
a pillow.
Sometimes I'll throw a pillow down. Sometimes no.
Wow. Yeah.
Sometimes no. Sometimes you say we're getting
part, the pain is part of the pleasure. The pain on his knees is part of the pleasure.
So also, he the moment was that worked, all day
yeah.
just
yeah,
like.
I knew he was going to perform.
You're going to think of me. And he was like. Good Lord. Because obviously I was going to. And then. When it was over, I came out of the bathroom and I out loud was like, yes. And she was like, what? I was like, oh, I just, then I told her what happened. And
he
I didn't
remembered
think of it at all.
While he was in the bath. He didn't think of it during the feeding. He was lost in the feeding.
That's right. Shut up.
The feeding.
He was receiving nutrients.
Yeah. Ew, you are a fucking vampire, dude. You're pussy fucking vampire. Nosferatu.
Yeah, Muff Juice Nosferatu.
You need your nutrients. You need to get your vitamins. Your vitamin P. So you eat your vitamins on your knees. You stand up. You dip your dick in. You go
don't
back.
Don't dip your dick in.
You dip your dick in. You check the oil. You go back down.
You're mocking this like
it's awesome, dude. Yeah.
I support it. It's just funny that you do it.
It is.
You understand?
But I love that. He's a sexually liberated man.
Totally sexually liberated. I'm the opposite. I'm totally repressed.
Yeah. Are you Jewish, right?
Yeah, he has
culturally
no
now.
Yeah. Love that.
Culturally, yeah.
Respect, dude. I grew up Greek Orthodox, but I'm godless as well.
Yeah.
And I think it's, but even a little early religion will repress you no matter what.
Yeah.
I mean, think it's probably a good thing.
To stay repressed?
I think, to at least as a kid get a little repression there.
I don't know. A little bit.
Like how college coaches hear of like a player's good and they go and kind of scout the house.
Yeah.
Just like there's like a fucking fast gay kid in your neighborhood and you're like, I could get him on the girls.
Oh, yeah.
I could get him on the girls' varsity.
Fast gay kid. You see him running like Forrest Gump in front of a truck. People are like, get out of here.
You bring the briefcase to his family's house. You're like, let's just have dinner. This kid could dominate.
Mm-hmm.
But what are your thoughts on that kind of stuff?
On what kind of
stuff?
I didn't even understand what happened over there. And
you
it took turns into like, if she's there on a job site. And I'm like, what? So who's
we're talking about how there's a thing going on right now where all of these girls are becoming boys and dominating men's sports and it's
right.
causing a fucking uproar.
And it's huge in the podcast sphere.
Okay.
This is what we talk about.
Yeah.
I thought wasn't this like a year ago that
no, it's still happening. Yeah, it was girl it was boys.
It's been a few years of us talking
boys
about
becoming
it.
Girls. Boys becoming girls. Now there's a lot of girls becoming boys and just cleaning up fucking boys and men's sports.
No way.
That's not true.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
That's
thank
not
you
true.
That's Russian disinformation.
That is Russian. That's actually Russian
unfortunately,
disinformation.
Unfortunately, this is on camera. All right. It's just a deep, it's a deep. Okay. Couch. If anybody's just listening to this, I tried to get up to get
yeah,
to
yeah,
the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was the Masters?
You laid on the ground. That's what I'd like to talk about.
Yeah. How was the Masters?
How was the Masters?
Well, you know, really. So we should get, start by saying how much I appreciate
the
what Shane did to get us to the Masters.
True.
Because, and I did say like a year and a half ago, I was like, if you could ever use your powers for me, I'd love to go to the Masters. Mm-hmm. And then he made that happen.
That's awesome.
And it's unbelievable.
And what did I ask for in return?
6 beers.
Oh God, no! I don't even want to.
By the way, everyone at the Masters had heard that. Everywhere we went, dudes were like, how many beers has he had? It was to the point where I started defending him, where I was like, guys, just leave him alone. He's only ever won.
And then he would laugh at because then like the moment guys would come up to him, I would just walk away. And then he would be like, look at him over there applying sunscreen, trying to act like
he's trying to pretend no one's like, yeah. No, not even a spray. He had a deodorant stick of sunscreen.
No, it doesn't get all over your hands.
It's fucking crazy.
You're doing like the Ugg from Camp Anawana.
What?
Camp Anawana, we hold you in our heart.
What?
Did you ever see Salute Your Shorts?
What?
Did you ever see Salute Your Shorts?
The show.
No.
All right.
Hey, this honestly, it sounds like Mad Libs.
No, it's not. It was a show on Nickelodeon when we were younger. It
was big. I didn't have cable till I was like 13.
Damn.
Yeah. What? Why did you have cable?
Oh,
we
man.
Got cable and then it was the X Games and that was incredibly exciting.
You got to see cool. X Games right away. That was the first thing. You're like a Soviet. You got everything at once. You turned 13 and we're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
The Masters, I was trying to hold my tongue.
Yeah.
Because I knew it was big for Kirby's.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't give a fuck about golf.
Yeah.
I really wanted to.
You can't see anything.
Yeah, you couldn't see a fucking thing.
Yeah, how does that work? Did you pick a spot?
I don't know how anybody... You just, like, the best you could do is park up at a hole, and then you get to watch that if you could see. And then, you know, that's like a hit on the green. We were like at 16.
Marathon. There were some awesome spots. Like, was that 6? That was a par 3?
Yeah.
That was great.
But I couldn't see anything.
Oh.
So, like, if you could see...
Well, he can't see.
Yeah.
We did get to 16.
Like a fucking blind guy to the Masters. He couldn't see a single thing. I was like, it's beautiful out. He was like, is it?
Do you remember the story about Matt, like how you found out that he got a fleshlight, which was like, you guys were sitting and then there's UPS showed up and he was like, yes.
I go, what's that? He goes, nothing. Then he ran to the door and goes, I got a fleshlight. I got 2 of them. Do you want one? I was like, yeah, dude, that's great.
Just
buy one, get one free. Yes.
And then we both went to our chambers, and when we emerged, we both kind of quietly were like, this is too powerful.
It's too powerful.
We gotta get rid of these things.
I've never actually used one.
You would go nuts on one of those things. Sure, can you imagine what he would do?
Yeah.
He loves devices.
Do you?
The way he puts like his phone on like a thing above his bed.
Yeah.
He'd have
crane.
That thing.
That's true.
You'd have that thing attached to something. What this would be. Get rid of that mic.
I don't mind bringing in things. Yeah. I don't mind. But that's.
I wonder if you could attach a fleshlight to the boom arm.
I'm sure you could.
Now we're talking.
Just fuck it.
You should ask Touchdown Timmy Walls. That might be one he could answer. Go to a town hall and be like, could you attach a fleshlight to a boom mic? I don't know. I'm a knucklehead.
He does get crazy.
Who's going to win?
Who's going to win? Hey.
It's a coin flip.
Come on, bro. If it's a coin flip, you know they're stealing it.
We're going to be shooting.
If it's close, we're going to get the old 2 a.m. Oh, we found 900,000 votes. If you challenge the election, you're a piece of shit,
dude. As the day after the election, I hope it's just all B-roll, just you by yourself on set.
Oh man,
I don't want to. I don't want to reap the whirlwind.
Yeah, true. Oh yeah, we're gonna be on set.
Yeah, election day. That's gonna be
so fun.
Yeah.
Either way, that's people be so if Trump loses, I'll get to make fun of you. I'll be like, nice going, dude. You ruined the country.
Right.
And you like a lot of businesses could explode.
I'm very like blizz. Like I get, you know, picked on.
You get harassed.
So I remember when I got candy mugged at Halloween.
Yes.
Yeah.
When? You got, yeah. The ghetto I got boys. Candy mugged. The ghetto boys dude, got
when
them.
I wasn't even close
to Halloween.
You hold out the bowl?
Yeah.
No, yeah, I learned in my lesson the hard way with that as well.
You can't do that.
You cannot hold out the bowl.
What happened to you?
They fucking just seized a lot of candy.
Yeah.
You gotta.
Well, how did it go down?
I just was like, here, grab a couple. I was like, whoa. You gotta pull it down. I'm like, boys, man. You gotta,
I grew then, up in then a then it was just, W neighborhood, and that happened.
Okay.
Still happened.
Okay. Yeah, especially if you do leave, like, take one. If you try to leave a dish outside, that gets destroyed anywhere.
How did you get mugged?
I come out. I had a pot full, you know.
Yep.
And
here you go, fellas.
Yeah, and I was like,
here's some applesauce.
What candy were you dishing out? That's the question.
Candy this year.
It was everything. It was like I spent the money on the candy.
Yeah, you want
know,
yeah.
Amazon, and
I had you were excited.
I wouldn't say I was excited.
Yeah.
I felt an obligation to do it because I think it's an awesome holiday, and also, you know, I'm new to the neighborhood.
Halloween's an awesome holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he had a backpack on, and he
tell me you were dressed as Jack Sparrow.
I was not dressed up. I did wear like orange and black.
You wore orange and black?
Yeah, like, you know, that I had in my wardrobe already.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah. What was it? Like an orange?
I don't remember.
Orange
don't
polo, recall. Black don't pants?
Don't recall.
Pumpkin suit. What were you wearing?
I don't recall.
Did you dress your cat up?
No.
All right.
And he turned his backpack around, so it was like front ways, and unzipped it, and started putting, and he went, And then they all started doing it. And I was like, guys. And then one kid, they took it all. And then one kid was like, I'm sorry, bro. And I was like, all right, sorry. And then that was it. I was out of candy.
You didn't have any
so
more?
Then I had to shut off all my lights. And then any other kids that came out, I was like, well, are they going to be pissed? You know, they ruined
that
it for
sucks.
Everybody. Yeah. If you're going to tell me you don't want to like wear a ring occasionally.
I don't want to wear a ring.
It's never rings. It's never rings. It's like I think of like a necklace for some
necklaces
reason.
Necklaces crossed my mind.
No wonder you came out on me so hard. You realize if you ever wear a fucking necklace, I'll beat you.
I'm not wearing V-necks.
What?
You would wear like a V-neck and have like a, yeah, you'd be weird. You'd be weird. And neither of us have the body type for a chain. You don't have
no,
a lot of shoulders.
No, no, no. Yeah.
I have a hunched over neck. Yeah. Half the chain would be laying flat on the back of my fucking neck. It'd be bad.
It is funny. Without shoulders and wearing a bunch of stuff on your wrists. It just
I know. I didn't want to bring up the shoulders, but the shoulders with the fucking Johnny
like
Depp bracelets would be nuts looking. It'd be chaos. It wouldn't be cool. It'd be like if you wore a bracelet like that, I would think something happened to your wrist.
Now, if you got super tan and shaved your head, you'd look like a
doesn't work.
Street fighter guy.
I tried that.
Yeah. You do critique my driving. You critique the parking. Can you imagine being in a car?
I talked shit the other day.
I would love to see you drive.
Well, you've seen me drive.
It's probably chaos.
No, but you nailed exactly the because you when I drive because you know with my vision and I almost and I know this is
you can't see.
I can, but it's just like I like to be doubly sure. Mm-hmm. And you were like, you're looking way too far to, you know, like if I'm going to pull out, I really make sure there's no people. I gave someone a scare one time and then I you know, it's in Los Angeles.
And what music do you listen to?
The engine. I just.
Silence.
Lot. Yeah.
You don't listen to music in your car.
Occasionally I do.
Like what?
You know what?
I honestly don't.
Oh, it's like, you know.
Pirates of the Caribbean
yeah,
soundtrack.
Pirates of the Caribbean. It'll be like, I got, you know, I get in with like. what did I get in? I
mean, four fucking real, dude.
Yo, you know
that song. Listening to the NBA theme song.
NBA, John Tesh. Yes.
Yeah.
Discover Weekly is phenomenal.
Your Discover
Tim
Weekly?
What?
Your Discover Weekly is Pirates of the Caribbean and the NBA theme song.
Unless you've done something awesome with your money. These guys are making eyes at each other.
I'm just smiling at Steven. I'm happy to see him. And I know he's probably spinning in his head because he hasn't spoken yet.
No,
he was laying out his
own camouflage.
He gave us the Lincoln, the rims.
Oh, thank you. I was sitting here and then I was like, if Shane accuses me of not talking, I'll be like, I'll give you the old straight thing.
Steve, I got you, brother.
I was just checking in. I wasn't criticizing.
Such an awesome thing. It's like, I haven't seen Starlink, but this is your black guy's rims for the first time.
This guy's pretty much you. If I had an fMRI machine in my brain when he said that, and I thought of the spinners, and I was like, yeah. Said it. Yes.
No, I'm so happy to be podding. You know, on the record, I've been trying to get you clear of your. You've got like, you're the USSR and he's Sabonis, and you won't let him come over. You know what I mean?
No,
if he does another podcast before he does mine, now he's free. All right.
Good.
I said that on my own terms.
Yeah.
You make your own terms.
I've been trying to get
man.
Steve.
No, I'm saying, you know what I mean?
Yes.
You're a loyal man. That's true.
Yeah.
But man, I remember seeing Steve for the first time. Maybe it was the original Tires pilot, or maybe it was even that. It was probably that, right? With the King sketch. When did you guys do that?
Yeah.
Was that first?
Two summers ago, right?
I just remember seeing this motherfucker and being. I'm like, that's a star, baby.
He's a star.
I love that guy. I don't know.
He reminds me of Tom Cruise. That's what it is.
Shut up. So what? I mean, well, whatever. I'm going to take that as honest to some degree.
I am honest.
You have star qualities.
Stop.
You do.
Okay.
All right.
I'm trying to be nice, dude.
I can't tell.
You have.
You just said I look like Tom Cruise. I obviously didn't say look like Tom.
Yeah, but you wear cool jackets. You want like a leather Top Gun jacket.
No, I don't.
In your head, you're Tom Cruise.
No, I don't want a leather Top. In my head,
yeah,
Tom
yeah, you are. For which is fine.
A period of time in my life, maybe.
Yeah.
Like 20 years ago. People change.
I mean, hold on. 20. You thought you could ever pull off Tom Cruise? That's crazy. Dude.
I remember I literally had a friend tell me, he's like, "Do you actually think you're sexy?
You still think you're sexy?"
That's awesome.
Men can be what?
You still think you're sexy?
Why? First of all,
I know you.
What would the problem? No, hold on a second. What if I did? Who cares?
Oh, so that's,
I care.
That's why? A tough admission.
If
Steve.
You think you're sexy, I'm going to be mad about it.
Why?
Because you're not.
No, I know I'm not. But here's the thing.
And I'm your friend, and I'm here to help you.
But you're sexy.
No, I'm fucking not. Dude, stop. That's a good move.
That's good, Steve.
Good work. All right, what else? The Ravens are on.
If we lose to the Bengals, I'll fucking kill myself.
I also distinctly remember that I was trying to shoot, you know, some sort of short. And this is, again, I was probably like in my late teens. And I had a running sequence. And then when I saw myself run, like Chris's joke, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like it looks nothing like.
In your head, you've like pumped
it really
in.
Hurts.
You're beautiful. Yeah. Dude, I know. I live not, running like I'm not even doing this just to plug the movie again, but I didn't realize I wrote this script, but I didn't realize I wrote myself to sprint like 4 times. Mm. And I was so fucking fat that it was like, the first time I was like, I'm a fucking athlete. And then I wake up the next day. My entire body is fucking sore from one sprint of like full speed. And we had to like turn it up on the, you had to like 2 times the film to make it look fast. So I'm so fucking fat. And it just looks like, whoa, it looks like Stop's booking it. And it's double the speed. I'm like, going
I would go
like,
see the movie just for that.
Dude, it's really like a funny. Charlie Chaplin.
This
is like scurrying around.
Yeah.
Jumping on a trolley.
Yeah, dude, it's so. And yeah, you look so fucking stupid trying to run. I don't know, man. I like Steve thinking he's sexy personally. Because even though it's not true, right? Let's put that on the record. It's important
physically.
It's important when he fucks what? For him to think he's sexy.
Yeah, sexy physically.
That is a zone I wish I could get into, is thinking I'm sexy.
Because it doesn't matter.
Especially while fucking. Yeah.
It's for yourself. Help. It's fuel while you fuck.
Oh,
because in that moment.
I've had a lot of fucks
does,
go
yeah.
wrong.
Yeah,
getting in my own head.
For sure.
Yeah.
I've lost direction.
Like, what happened?
I've lost direction.
What happened there? I don't know. I thought about what we were doing.
Yeah.
That you allowed me to do this?
I got outside of myself for 1 second and I completely collapsed.
But you get in there and you get in the zone sexually.
I could see that. Absolutely.
And you go, what? We're having fun. I like to have a little fun.
I love that Steve is the most sexually. Shane has your house bugged. Shane has your house bugged.
I've got everything. I know everything. After Tires comes out, I'm going to black him out of all the photos. He's never going to have existed. Man, you must driving in Philly. You must have had a tough time.
Yeah, driving. Because
the killer bees are out.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The bees.
I don't know what that means. Shane! But hold on. I did have, you know, there were some teenagers on bicycles.
And holy Toledo. Because you know when you're coming into the...
Teens on bikes.
Yes.
Were they B's or W's?
You know what it is. So you're coming to the art museum.
No, there were some bees by the art museum.
Children, it doesn't matter. So, but it's what it is. And they're on their bikes. And then, like, right as the green light, and I start going one, like, hardcore darts at the truck. And then I'm like, whoa. And then.
Whoa. I was getting scared by the-
Yeah. And then I was saying to my girl, I'm like, if he collided with the car, I'm finished. I'm in, like, because I can't stop. It's going to be like.
You're gonna hit.
It's gonna be LA riots. It's gonna be, you know.
Yeah.
Then I'm just gonna drive. Then I'm gonna hit and run. So then I was like, I would drive to a police station. Then I start going through all that. But yeah, it's terrifying.
Yeah, you have to turn yourself in.
Yeah.
Damn.
And I was like, I'm never driving in this city again. I ruined that afternoon.
Yeah, you got to be careful. That's you can get really, if you hit one of those kids, you're in a lot of trouble.
Yes.
He did. Maybe the head coach was just kind of a figurehead. You know, he was like late days Paterno.
You think it was gay?
I guess it might have been exactly. I walked right into that one.
You think a gay pedophile could have been the defensive coordinator? Touchdown, Timmy Walls. That's a tough allegation.
Was he the D coordinator?
I don't know. I hope not, for his sake. Little Sandusky action for you.
What does a head coach do? A football team.
It depends on what they. It varies.
Okay.
Sometimes they're the play callers. Sometimes they call the defense. Sometimes they don't do either, and they just kind of make the final call on things.
Interesting. So, yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't know if Marcus Freeman for Notre Dame calls
plays
at all.
I think
he is Denbrock on offense and Golden.
Right.
He probably helps with the defense anyway.
I thought he took over last year or something, calling defensive plays or something.
No, I don't think. Al Golden's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what was the sexual thing, Steven? Because we were talking about Timmy Walls being possibly a gay pedophile.
Right. What I was saying, because you had mentioned that there was some...
I think he was taking an LGBT club from his high school to China with him on some trips, allegedly. These are all crazy allegations.
He's going to Thailand. These are all from LGBTQ.
What was it? Black Patriot?
Black
Insurrectionist. Sick name.
I was saying that it's very hard to not fool yourself into what you're doing to have sex with people. That didn't come out right.
Yeah, yeah. Not trick yourself.
To not lie to yourself about what your actual motives are to really, it's like, I'm trying to have sex with somebody.
Yeah.
And then you've got all this
and
other
the only
stuff.
Thing I can do is put together an LGBT club taking the fucking China. Yeah, I hear you. You're like, I'm doing this is a good thing.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Just in the
I'm
back of your head.
I'm going to a woman's march.
And then you go, yeah.
And you hear that in the back of your head and you go, no.
Yeah.
That's not me.
That face. So I don't know, I was gonna have sex or what?
He gave me the news that his girlfriend was coming to visit.
Yeah, so I was
a little conjugal,
and then he just kept making that face to me.
Did you see that?
Trying to burn it just in between takes.
I was like, when you're performing oral sex, I said, Steven, are you going to perform?
I think you were getting makeup put on you, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Steven, are you going to perform oral sex tonight? And he was like, yes. I was like, ew, Steven. I was like, when you're doing it, I want you to see this face.
But you powered through.
And I didn't even power through. I totally forgot about it because I was so. And then after I was coming out of the bathroom, I was like, yes. Because then I thought about it.
And the woman heard.
Yeah.
When you were cleaning
she
up.
She said, why did you just say yes?
Yeah, I explained it. And then.
Dude, you're cleaning up the mess. Ew,
yeah.
Oh. The Ocon man last second got a ticket.
What?
Yeah, the Ocon man got in with us.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a miracle.
That's awesome.
The people at CAA just were like,
give him the ticket.
All right, here you go. You can have this.
That's tight.
So he, you know, but he was planning on not going. So he had already started drinking a little.
Yeah.
He was ready to lock down by himself at Hooters for the entire day, which I couldn't have been more jealous.
That's kind of nice, actually.
I could not have been more jealous. Oh,
It's also nice to be at the bar and be like, my buddies are there. Right
yeah, and now. Also yeah. be like, I have to be here.
Yeah.
There's nowhere else I can go. I just,
true.
They drop me off. I got to stay here until the sun goes down from noon to fucking 8 p.m. at a Hooters.
And then you can't have cell phones, which sounds great, but you like, it's almost like a movie where, you know, you're with somebody and then the bus passes and then that person's gone.
Yeah. We got lost a couple of times.
Did you really?
Yeah. It's just 100,000 people moving around and everybody's dressed alike. Everybody's dressed like golfers.
Every single person is dressed like a golfer.
Yeah. I figured that.
Yeah. Everyone was extremely nice.
Yeah.
Everyone was great. The staff, everybody that worked there was awesome. Other than the bathroom, you go in there.
That was a very different experience.
It's prison in there. It literally became prison. So the only black people I saw were people, the bathroom attendants, that as second you go in the bathroom, it's like, one or two, what? One or two, get in there. Like, just hurry up, go.
Yeah. What? And then they yelled at me because there's like walls of urinals. And I'm like walking down the... You know, the set, and then one would open up, and the guy would be like, keep going all the way to the end. And then I'd try and bank again, like, keep going all the way to the end. They just keep yelling at you until you, and then they're yelling at the next person.
The stalls were like a cell block, like, man,
no, it really, the it, doors real, open up. It was crazy.
Yeah.
What the
then
fuck?
Then you walk back outside, and it's paradise. It's the most beautiful place you've ever seen. They're like, hold on, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, get the fuck down. Go.
Why do they need that level of organization there?
They it was very organized.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Damn.
It was intense. Yeah. The bathroom lines were quick, though.
They were quick.
Yeah, it was very efficient.
Yeah. It does feel like a trick. A lot of people are kind of, because they're like, it's this unbelievable experience, and the food's, you know, inexpensive.
Food could go fuck itself.
Yeah.
What was the food?
It was like, wait till you try the cheese sandwich. It's only $1.50. Turns out they got that price exactly right. That thing was $1.50 cheese sandwich.
It sucks.
Chicken sandwich.
It's Wonder Bread.
It's freezing cold.
That's so fucking funny.
I don't want to shit on the Masters because it was awesome.
Yeah.
And everyone there was nice. But
it would have been amazing to watch.
Yeah.
On TV.
He's back.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What took so long?
Well, what do you mean?
I asked you 9,000 times.
No, you didn't. No. But first of all, I retired twice. I did retire twice.
What do you mean? You're retired from the podcast?
Yeah.
Officially?
There's literally... Yeah. Because Matt,
he's got gruel in the rafters.
you can't retire.
I did.
If you're allowed to, you're allowed to.
Hiatus. I did the first time. Matt titled it "Gerby Swan Song," I think. And then when you were like, "Dude, yeah," I was like, "I got nothing. I don't know. You know, what am I going to say?"
That's how it works. You got nothing. We thought we had nothing, and then in the car, Gerby's accidentally spilled the beans a little.
What?
He was telling me. He was at Wawa and he was talking to Amy from the show about how he wanted to wear these nice patterned pants.
Oh.
And he was like, all right, here, I'll let you tell.
Misrepresenting the story. am I not allowed to address the... Okay.
Yeah, you can address the fans.
Well, no, I won't do it. Okay, I'm done. Yeah. But
direct address.
At retirement, back talking to the camera. What a showman.
Well, no, because so I had ordered a sweater off of eBay. Because it was like a Lacoste sweater. It looks awesome. I haven't worn it around Shay because I don't know what he's going to be there.
Yeah.
You know? And then she was saying you should wear it with like patterned pants. Were you there for that?
I was on the other side of the room for this. Yeah.
I thought it was for golf.
No, I thought you were going to go golfing in it.
Nah.
You were just wearing it.
It's just casual. Yeah.
All right, patterned pants. What type of pattern?
No, I didn't even want pattern. That's what I'm saying. I didn't want patterned pants.
Oh, it was being thrust upon.
And she couldn't comprehend like the death sentence.
All right. And before they think I'm an asshole, it's like, that's good. You need the checks and balances, which you acknowledge, because without me, this is what started the conversation. Yes. He said, without me, he'd be a jewelry man.
Yes.
He'd be wearing rings and...
No.
And then he admitted he would be wearing bracelets. Car ride home. He spills the beans about what type of bracelets, and he's thinking Johnny Depp style. He's talking tons of like leather bracelets, which insane. And then he also spilled... Because, all right, we're in the car... And I'm playing music and I realize Steve, there's not one song I can play. And then I realize Steve must not like music. And he was like,
yeah,
I'm not much of a music guy.
No, no, I've tried. I have tried. I've gone, tried to go through a fan. I tried to be like,
what do you listen to?
I do the same thing.
Like, I get this guy in college and he was really into, like, Fish and Disco Biscuits. And I like tried to go to a jam band.
That sucks.
It wasn't my scene.
No, that sucks.
It's like a lot of that dancing like this.
Yeah.
With the swing. And,
but then I realized the only song I know he likes is Pirates of the Caribbean theme song.
Yeah.
And he wants to wear Johnny Depp bracelets. He wants to be Johnny Depp. So then it gets worse because I'm like, you just want to dress like Johnny Depp. And he's like, well, no, I don't. Second later, he goes, I did try the bandana wrist. He tied a bandana.
I didn't go out with it. I just put it on just to see what it was like. This was a thing. This was like years ago. This was
walk
years
around the house.
He tried to wear a bandana bracelet.
Exactly. But the thing about
insane, hold on a second, choice.
I
feel like I'm not that far off from
a bandana.
Well, first of all, I've almost decided to just listen exclusively to movie music, like theme song music. And
yeah, I understand. Rap takes a toll on you.
Yeah.
You drive around. It's literally talking about jizzing in your girlfriend's face all day. And you're just like, you drive too white. Quiet is nuts. Quiet's nuts.
I'm just kidding. What?
Silence is crazy to me in a car for the most part.
I don't think so. I mean, I get it.
But listening to Pirates of the Caribbean theme song and driving around.
I mean, it's just that's not the only thing. And like also like a Hans Zimmer mix, but it's a
Hans Zimmer mix. Yeah.
You ever tell me Hans Zimmer isn't amazing? I do think that's like...
Yeah, maybe like while I'm watching a movie. Yeah.
It is nice to be in a parking lot and have like a dramatic like soundtrack swell. And they take for fucking ever.
Oh, no, I'm gone. I'm somewhere else.
Tires has been great.
You've been incredible.
You've been incredible.
Well, but it's... Yeah.
You've been incredible.
It's a week, but...
It's been a fun week.
Nailed it.
God damn. You forget how hard actually working is?
Yeah.
I feel like the biggest pussy of all time.
I can't believe you're actually doing it. If I was like at your level, I think I'd be like, guys, I'm sorry.
I got to be honest. I'm starting to be like, I'm not coming in. And fucking, like, I'm yelling at these poor people that are working there. I'm like, dude, why would I get here at 5:30 in the morning?
Yeah. Like those long days, I have that in the back of my head where I'm like, he doesn't need to be doing this. You know, like,
I do.
You're asking somebody to stay at a party too long.
Yeah,
you're
like 12 hour. Yeah.
I definitely need to do it. It's the best. But the...
First day 5:30 wake up.
Stop.
I was
great.
I was like,
the first day, I was like, this is gonna be for 4 fucking months. I'm gonna kill myself. Stav's been so good.
Yeah.
Schultz and Tommy were great. Everything's good. So Kyla's been fucking killing.
Oh my god. Yeah.
If she wasn't asleep, she'd be on the pod. we might be able to do this.
Obviously, you too.
Yeah. Obviously.
Oh, thank you.